Katie!
Welcome to the Younglings Podcast, a Star Wars podcast by younglings for younglings, and anyone else who enjoys Star Wars.
Hi, I'm your host, Annie Friginal, age 10.
Hi, I'm your co-host, Tessa Friginal, age 7.
Today in Younglings, we'll go through Star Wars Celebration Roundup Part 1, on-location Star Wars fan reaction interviews, and original trilogy talk with the Sanchez boys.
Oh, no!
Don't get excited.
Oh, my lord.
Almost there.
Last week, we went to our very first Star Wars celebration, and it was awesome.
So awesome, so cool. Woo!
You're like the woo girl, Tessa. You always go, woo! Yeah, so we only went on the first day, which is the day where they had the kickoff. We went to the family room as well, where they had Jedi training, crafts, and a game show called This Deal Is Getting Worse All the Time. Because in The Empire Strikes Back, Lando says, "This deal is getting worse all the time." because he doesn't like the deal that he made with Darth Vader, because Darth Vader keeps altering it, so.
Yeah, but the game show was pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
They let almost everybody play.
So, other than the family room, we went to the vendors.
Yeah, the vendors were so cool.
There was a whole hall full of the shops, and there was a bunch of cool things like Build-A-Bear.
Oh, and Hot Wheels and Furbies.
There were other vendors like Her Universe, the only company that sells Star Wars girls clothing.
And Star Wars Legos.
Oh, yeah, there was Star Wars Legos.
Yeah, and my brother got to help build a Darth Vader Lego. It was so cool.
They also had the Force Awakens exhibit, which was supposed to be a surprise, but then someone leaked it on a website, so it wasn't very surprising anymore, but oh well. Yeah. It was really cool, though, because they had, like, stuff like, they had Rey's costume and Finn's costume.
Finn is a Jedi. Woo!
Finn. Yes, they also revealed that Finn has a lightsaber, so I'm excited for that.
And the exhibit on the concept art, little paper, I don't think they thought people would notice.
I think they thought people would notice because fans always like to inspect every single little thing. So I think if they put the concept art with a lightsaber, they did it so people would find out.
Yeah, I guess.
They also had BB-8.
Oh, BB-8 is so adorable!
And they also had, they had Rey's costume.
Stormtroopers, snowtroopers. I guess there's going to be snow.
But I was kind of disappointed to see that Rey does not have a lightsaber. In the concept art, at least. But, oh well. We'll see. Okay. So, Dad and I also went to the Force Awakens panel, also known as the kickoff, which we had been so excited for. And yes, it was a day long remembered. The kickoff was scheduled on Thursday at 10 a.m., but the earliest people to get there waiting in line got there on Wednesday at 8 a.m. Isn't that crazy? They couldn't get out of line, and so on Wednesday night, J.J. Abrams bought everyone pizza.
I missed out on it! Wow. I'm just kidding.
I missed
out
on it, too. I got there at 4 in the morning. I missed out it by, like, 4 hours? 8 hours? How many hours? I remember there were pizza boxes everywhere.
Looked like the Jawa's junkyard.
So, my dad and I got up at 3:45 in the morning, around that time. We left our hotel room at like 4 in the morning. I don't really remember because I was tired, but I know that we ran to the convention center, and I hate running. I just hate running, but I didn't mind, but now I have this big, ugly blister on my toe.
Was it worth it?
Yes, it was totally worth it. We got in line and we got our wristband, our orange wristband that said Celebration Stage. And that meant that we were going to be in the live stage. So we got to be in the live stage on the at the kickoff. It was live stream everywhere, but the experience of actually being there in that same room was, like, it was so cool. And we got really good seats. So, I was excited. We were, like, in the second section of seats. So, it was really, really good seats. I was like, it's just right there.
Yeah, Carrie Fisher was right in front of you. So, how is it being there live, not live streamed in another room?
Well, they brought out the old and new cast members. So, they brought out Daisy Ridley, Oscar Isaac, and John Boyega. So, I had never heard Daisy Ridley speak. So, the first time I ever got to hear her speak, I was right there. So, that was cool.
Have you ever heard Oscar Isaac speak?
I think so. When the original cast came out, it was pretty funny. Because, like, Anthony Daniels walked out, and then he was blowing kisses to everybody. And then next came Carrie Fisher.
And she saluted to people. So what happened at the end?
They played the official teaser trailer number 2.
So listeners, we are going to discuss the trailer because I already saw it on our TV, so pause the podcast and watch the teaser trailer number 2, then come back to us and we'll discuss it.
Don't forget it. We're waiting.
Yeah.
We're waiting for you, so don't forget about us. If you just finished watching the trailer, wasn't it awesome? I know. It was really
cool. It is so awesome. I was screaming.
It was really cool being there live because we got to see it on a big, ginormous screen with a ton of other fans.
That were crying.
Yeah, they were crying. I almost cried, but I felt like I was going to cry, but I never did cry.
Were you screaming?
Yes, I was screaming.
With all the other fans?
Uh-huh. I was like, oh, it's so loud! Okay, but you might want to cover your ears.
Chewy, we're home.
We recorded the audio of the crowd's reaction, so we're going to play that for you. So that was a really cool experience, and my favorite part of the teaser was I like the part in the beginning when it's pretty obvious that Rey is riding her speeder across Jakku. It's not Tatooine, it's Jakku. And so I like that part because it reminds me of the original trilogy when Luke and Ben are riding across Tatooine, right?
Yeah. Well, my favorite parts are, I have to say, the BB-8 part. And I just love the BB-8 part because he's like, I think he's peeking or something, but he's just really cute. And then
I love that part too. And he's on the Millennium Falcon.
I know.
That was so cool. So we know now BB-8 will go on the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah. Then I have one more favorite part where somebody, it looks like another creature, is handing a lightsaber to someone. Well, I just really like that part because I think it's Leia and I love Leia. Woo!
My most favorite part was seeing Han at the end. That was just so cool. It seems like it would totally be a scene in the original trilogy.
Yeah, totally.
And so I'm really excited. And it was really cool to see my favorite characters in the new trilogy.
Yeah, but we don't know if there's actually Luke in it.
It's pretty obvious that's Luke.
Yeah, pretty
with
obvious.
With R2 in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
But I think it was really cool seeing Han, and I think Leia.
Yeah. So but why is there like a my fire?
I don't know. Maybe it's Mustafar or something like that.
Maybe he turns to the dark side.
No, don't tell me that. No, 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 no. Luke is not turning to the dark side.
Why can't he turn to the dark side?
Because he just can't. He can't turn to the dark side.
Call from Mark Hamill.
Hello? Oh, hello, Mr. Hamill. Yes, I'm very excited for The Force Awakens. Mm-hmm. Don't turn to the dark side, okay? Yeah, And if J.J. Abrams tells you for episode 8 that you're turning to the dark side, tell him that you're not gonna be Luke anymore if he turns to the dark side, okay? Mm-hmm. Sorry. Yes, I think I'm satisfied with Kylo Ren already. Okay, I don't need 2 Sith Lords. Don't spoil a movie for me, but don't turn to the dark side, okay? May the Force be with you, unless if you're on the dark side. Okay, bye.
I think we have a problem.
How do I get? Yes?
Roger, roger.
For this segment, we are going to play a fan interview that we recorded on location at Star Wars Celebration Anaheim. We saw this fan at the kickoff, and then we later bumped into her at the Force Awakens exhibit. And we knew that we had to interview her because of her costume. It was just so, so cool. She was wearing the Queen Amidala outfit. The black one where she
had black feathers.
Mm-hmm. That was so cool, right?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And apparently she made it herself from scratch. So
yeah,
let's listen to her interview.
So, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, my name is Dawn Bright. I come from California, right down the road.
You just saw the trailer, and what are your first thoughts?
Amazing. Just to see Han Solo as an older guy was so cool. And the Millennium Falcon flying by. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
What did you think of Rey?
You mean the villain? The
girl.
Oh, the girl. Oh my gosh, she is so cute. I really want to make her costume. It's absolutely adorable.
That's really cool. I noticed that you like costumes.
I do. I've been making costumes for about 10 years now. I've been making Star Wars costumes and working with the 501st and the Rebel Legion for the last 2.5 years. I have a wide variety of costumes. I have a Palpatine. I have 6 Amidalas. I have a Jar Jar. I have an Anakin. I have many costumes, which I all make completely from scratch. I'm living proof that girls love Star Wars too.
For those who don't know, what is the 501st?
The 501st is a worldwide organization of people who make their own costumes and volunteer their time for charity organizations. We do a lot of work with Relay for Life. Though we don't work directly for them, they have us come out to their events and pose for photos, and we mostly just have a good time. Visit hospitals sometimes.
Oh, that's cool. Where can we find more information about the 501st Legion?
We are located at www.501st.com.
When the trailer finished, I almost started crying.
I had an interview with Disney earlier, and they said that upon watching it, they saw grown men cry. So I absolutely understand. I had the chills. I really did.
Thanks for letting us ask you those questions.
Thank you so much, Master Jedi, and may the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you, too.
But I was going into Tosche Station to pick up some power converters.
I can arrange that.
Call wait!
For this segment, we'll have as our guests our very special friends and our biggest fans.
I am Boston. I am 7 years old.
I am Ezekiel, and I am 5 years old.
He is my brother.
We are their biggest fans, and we really like Star Wars.
So, you guys just finished watching the original trilogy, and it wasn't in special edition. You watched it in the original edition, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it was really fun to get to see the end of Return of the Jedi for the first time with you guys at your house.
We didn't know that we were watching it in the original edition, but we did. And it was really fun, especially the Death Star blowing up.
Yeah, that one's really, really, really cool.
The first time we noticed was when they were, like, singing Yub Nub, because they switched that song in special edition, and they showed the old Anakin, not the young Anakin.
My first question for you guys is, what was your favorite part in the original trilogies?
My favorite part was the Death Star blowing up. It looked so, like, real.
So, Zeke, who was your favorite character in the original trilogy?
Luke Skywalker.
And yours, Boston?
Mine would be the Ewoks.
Boom! 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 Boom!
We should have our own Ewok club.
So, Zeke, what is your favorite movie in the original trilogy?
A New Hope, The Empire Strikes Back, or Return of the Jedi?
Return of the Jedi.
Mine too. That's the part where you get to
see the face
of Darth Vader, yeah.
Yes, I love it.
That was kind of surprising when you saw his face. What was the funniest moment in the original trilogy for you, Boston?
When the Ewoks attacked Darth Vader's secret lair. He was riding the speeder, and then he's hung on to the vine, and then he's like,
So, Boston, out of all the thousands of lines in the original trilogy, what is your favorite line?
My favorite line? Let me think. I don't know, but one of my favorite lines was the last one of Darth Vader's.
Darth Vader's last words?
I mean, the Emperor's.
The Emperor's last words? Ah!
I said word, not scream.
Word, not scream.
What was his last word?
I remember this part.
Quack!
When this was ending, I went quack. And then I went, oh, what's the crack?
Okay.
Die. Yeah. Why was his last letter?
It looks so gross, his teeth.
Seriously.
Look inside Luke's mouth. It's gross.
It's you will die.
Yeah, it's you will die.
I was right.
I thought it was going to be, this is kind of fun. This is kind of fun, torturing his son. You will die.
That's kind of violent. I wouldn't want "you will die" to be my last words.
No.
Ziki, what was your favorite hairstyle in the original trilogy?
Princess Leia's collected buns.
Yeah, I like those too. Those are one of my favorites. Princess Leia has really cool hairstyles.
Princess Leia and her long, smooth hair.
You mean her Endor, her
Ewok
village hairstyle? Nice.
I like that one too. Yeah, I mostly like the little
sticks.
Yeah, the little stick braid thing. Yeah, like you guys are big fans of Princess Leia's hairstyle.
No, my brother is. Stop it! Dun, 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 dun.
One
time when we were finishing the Return of the Jedi, Andy said, "I wish the Ewoks were alive."
Yeah, me too.
Or Soji said it. "I wish those guys were alive."
I wish they were real?
Yes.
Oh, I wish were real. That'd be so cool if they were real.
Yeah,
I
know. That'd be so cool.
They'd be everywhere, climbing all over your house.
I would keep them as pets. I would just keep them as pets.
Daddy, say that thing about living on a beach on Endor.
And they eat tortillas.
You'd have to live in a jungle.
Yeah, but they eat tortillas.
I know.
Yeah, that's what Leia gave them, a tortilla.
That was a really fun segment, guys, right?
Yeah.
Totally!
Yeah. And I wanted to just say a little happy birthday. Let's sing a Star Wars birthday song for Brecker, who turned 4 today.
Happy birthday, birthday, Brecker, dun dun dun. Happy birthday, birthday, Brecker, Bobby.
To listen to our future episodes, you can find us on iTunes, our website, or find the link on our Facebook page. And don't forget to rate our podcast and write a review on it on iTunes. We'd like to give a shout out to our abuela and our aunt, Oli. Thanks for hanging out with us at Star Wars Celebration this year.
We'd like to thank our producer, our dad, and our supporter, our mom.
Thanks for joining us, but for now,
may the Force be with you.